Welcome to the Pilot Podcast,
where we watch the pilot episodes of TV shows to answer your question, should I watch this?
My name is Meetu.
And my name is BJ.
And this week, we're watching HBO Max's House of Ho.
So stay tuned to find out if Meetu's a ho.
Well, I would like to be a ho in this family. There's a lot of money to go around.
Is that younger brother married? We don't know, do we?
Oh, yeah. Is Reagan available?
Might well look into that.
I'll upgrade.
Get you that ho check.
Get me that ho check. We'll be... Now that we are checking for the hoes, why don't you give us the summary of what happened this week?
Sure. So this show, House of Ho, is following the Ho family in Houston. This is a family that is led by Ben and Hugh Ho. They immigrated from Vietnam and they wanted to start a new life for themselves. Ben started in insurance and then eventually switched to banking and investment, which allowed him to earn millions and millions of dollars that brought a lavish lifestyle for his wife and his kids and his sister. Gotta spread the joy.
Aunt Tina is joy.
He has three children. His first child is Judy. She's a girl, so that's a disappointment in his eyes. She's also divorced, which is another disappointment for him, but she has three beautiful kids and a law degree. His next child, who's also his favorite, very clear bias, is Washington, named after a president because Ben really loves America and thought maybe one day my sons will be president, so they need presidential names. That's also why his youngest son is named Reagan. And as Meetu mentioned, there's also Aunt Tina. This is Ben's sister. She is like the ultimate wingman. If you are trying to find someone at a bar, or if you just want to take shots at a bar, she'll be there with you. And last but not least is Washington's wife, Leslie. She married into the family, moved from Oklahoma, and we see that she and her husband don't really hang out that much because Washington is working. There's some air quotes for you listeners. He's working quite often. So Meetu, what were your first impressions of the Ho family?
It's fascinating to see how different immigrant families adjust to the States. I come from immigrants. And we did not have as Americanized a home as I'm seeing in the Ho family, where he is so excited to be in the U.S. that he named his kids Washington, Reagan, and Judy, because Judy, he wasn't thrilled about. Washington, Reagan, and Judy, or at least we know Judy and Washington, named their kids after presidents too, regardless of their gender. They made it work. So there is such a sense of pride in this family at where they are. And that struck me right off the bat, especially because they used still shots from the Vietnam War in the opening credits of this show.
They're not ignoring history, so that's good.
Yeah.
Acknowledge bad stuff happened, but now the Hoes are American, who just so happened to eat some Vietnamese food.
Exactly. So let's talk about these hoes. I want to start with Washington. I think we could start a separate podcast called Washington or Washington Ho or Ho, a Washington. Just whatever we need to do to discuss this man every week for at least an hour. He is fascinating to me. So he's the oldest child in the parents' eyes because he's the first boy. He is the apple of their eye, as you shared. He's married to Leslie, but Judy is living with him as well because she is undergoing a divorce. And he is, I think, positioned as this next head of the family, but is a party boy. Is it as reliable or stable as one would think, given the way he's being positioned in their dynamics?
Exactly. He's a party boy. He even says that he was a playboy before he got married. And Judy made it clear that their father has essentially handed him everything. All the businesses that he started, father has invested in. He seems to pretty much be in line to inherit a large chunk of the father's business and wealth. And he just has to sit there and everything will fall into his lap.
I think Judy resents him a little bit too. And we'll get to this because the show could also be called Everybody Hates Judy. She is the outcast for a number of reasons. being a woman, being divorced, not quite being in line with her family. And so her staying with him has caused a little bit of a wedge in their relationship and is driving resentment on both of their behalves, even though it's a huge house. And I think if I were in a house that big, I would have to be reminded of everyone who's there. But because of that, she seems to be helping her new friend Leslie, Washington's wife, wake up to the fact that he may not be the best partner. And she aired Washington out during her confessional. She said she has bailed him out from jail.
Yeah, it's very interesting because it's implied that Washington and Judy are pretty close, even though they don't seem to get along that well in this episode. But now that they're living together, there's tension. He doesn't like that she and her kids are around, which I feel like is a little rude because, like you said, it's a huge house. Also, I'm sure the dad bought and built this house just like the dad is building a house for Judy. But now she's calling him out every chance she gets to Leslie. And it's basically like, look, Leslie, I warned you before you got married. I'm warning you now. I'm going to keep warning you. Go back to Oklahoma.
Leslie said at the beginning in her confessional that a lot of Vietnamese people land in California or where they are with the family in Texas, and that she was a bit isolated out in Oklahoma. And she said that she comes from a different ethnic or cultural background than the family that she's in. So she is a fish out of water, or a dolphin out of water, as Washington would say, in a couple ways. When she's interacting with everyone, you see her starting to take Judy a little bit more seriously because Judy is sort of her lifeline right now.
Which is sad. She clearly needs a friend.
Yes.
Now that I'm thinking about it, we've exclusively seen everyone just spend time with the family, except for Washington, who went on a business poker night. So maybe Leslie really doesn't have anyone outside of Judy.
She said that Washington very often at night goes out, does the poker games, takes people out to parties, etc., for the sake of his air quotes business. She is isolated many nights. And then I assume during the day he's recovering from the behavior at night. We saw a scene where he had to walk in and hang out with his family wearing glasses, and he tried to claim it was anything but a hangover, and it just was very clearly a hangover. I assume his daytime hours are spent in recovery, which limits the window of time that these two people have to hang out.
That's true. There probably just isn't much time that overlaps for them based on their different lifestyles, because Leslie also has a job. She has a doctorate in pharmacy, so she has continued her career even after getting married. But I think we should also point out that just like Washington doesn't like Judy being in his home, even though Leslie is bonding with Judy, she doesn't like her being there either.
Let's talk about slime.
Okay, guys, have you all ever played with that like silly putty kind of Play-Doh slime? It's honestly not that sticky or messy, but we see a scene where Judy's kids and Leslie's kids, you know, all these cousins having fun together, everyone got their own little bottle of slime, and Judy's like, this is awesome, we're all having fun. All Leslie could think about is, this is so messy, you're gonna stain the countertops. I can't clean them with bleach, I don't know how else to clean them. And that kept coming up throughout the episode from both Leslie and Washington, that Judy would dare to give these kids slime. And if you saw it, the slime was just one huge blob that never like got anywhere except on the kids' hands.
It didn't stick to anything. So the slime, as you so aptly put it, Beach, was the smells like hospital of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It was just this very non-thing that became this through line throughout the episode. It was used to explain the differences between Judy and this family. Like, well, she's a slime person and we're just not. We're not slime people.
Yeah, we don't do slime. To be honest, the slime is probably why she got divorced. She brought slime into their home.
Speaking of divorce, we see Judy get to go out on the town with the single greatest wing woman on the planet, Aunt Tina, who says that every Wednesday between 4 to 7 p.m. is her birthday, i.e. she parties. So let's talk about Aunt Tina, who I'm comfortable saying is an icon.
Aunt Tina has moved to America. Her brother is supporting her with his millions of dollars. And so now she gets to have fun, literally just fun, because everything has to include me. It's about me too. And so
at one point, a man hits on Judy. Judy, I think, says she's not interested or something. And Aunt Tina said, when a woman says no, she means yes, which is horrifying. But then the producers after, in her confessional, ask her, have you heard of the Me Too movement? She confidently was like, yeah, you know, if something involves me, I'm interested. And if it doesn't involve me, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it should be about me. It's always me too.
And I just, I mean, it just was, I mean, she spoke for like 90 seconds and it was just perfect.
She had a full answer. She knows about her own version of hashtag me too. But it worked because it seemed like Judy got a number from this guy. I wonder if he was an actor paid for this scene. But
100%.
Either way, Aunt Tina is going to help Judy get out there again.
She was trying to open up Judy's dress. She was trying to loosen it a little bit, let the legs out, let the chest out, you know, let people know Judy is here and she is on the town. I'm excited for Judy to catch up to Aunt Tina's ways.
Do you think she'll become an Aunt Tina one day? Can she achieve that status?
I don't think so, because in the previews, it seems like she might start dating someone.
Yeah, so that's a big issue for the family. So we start off with Judy getting separated, and then we have this kind of 3-month time jump. They don't really mention it too much, but this family is Catholic and very conservative. So divorce is frowned upon. And so it's going to be really interesting to see Judy trying to build new relationships when we clearly see her parents saying, you should go back to your ex. You should just get back together for the kids.
Yes, for the kids. That's the refrain that they keep using. And the dad said when he was building the house that he was building it because he wanted to have the kids across the street because they have no choice in the matter. And she asked him if he was happy to be building a house for her. And he sort of pled the fifth on it, if you will.
He is clearly more interested in his grandchildren than his daughter.
I don't often feel sorry for wealthy people. I'm going to comfortably say I rarely do, if ever. Mm-hmm. And I felt sorry for Judy in this episode. I was like, man, she's in a house where people don't want her. She's going to move into a house where people don't want her across the street. She knows she is inherently a disappointment to her parents just by the fact that she was born first. She doesn't get to have a presidential name like her siblings and her kids and her nieces and nephews. It's just like, damn, Judy, what is next for you?
Even her only real friend, Leslie, secretly doesn't like her that much.
I think that Leslie is lonely. And I think that she enjoys Judy's company. She doesn't like the mess that Judy brings. And she said that Judy is affecting her relationship with her husband. So to that effect, I think anyone in that home would be welcome to Leslie. I don't think Judy is particularly meaningful to her. I think she just, like you said, needs a friend in the crib that she can talk to.
Just someone around whose schedule lines up with hers and, you know, can respond back to her.
I wonder how they're all handling COVID. I feel like that's how I feel every time I see reality shows now that are filmed quite clearly pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what physical distancing looks like for that family.
So it sounded like they all live close to each other because the house the dad is building for Judy, he says, is right down the street from his home, walking distance.
They all, I think, are down the street from each other because even when Washington talked about going to a house for a quote-unquote business poker game, he walked down the street.
Yeah, he just walked away. So I imagine during COVID, whole family, that's their bubble. Yeah. And so even if Judy is in that new house now, her household will extend to Washington's and her parents, maybe even Reagan's and Aunt Tina's. They're all going to share the air.
Well, Beach, do you want to watch more episodes of House of Ho on HBO Max?
You know, I actually think I do. I would watch this again. Let's go with while cooking. I feel like this would be a good reality show to have on while in the kitchen to see people pick on Judy, to see Judy reveal secrets about everyone in her life, and to see Aunt Tina have her birthday celebration every week. How do you feel?
I agree. I am in for more episodes of this show. I would recommend it to our listeners. It is so silly, but juicy. And in the preview, it looks like some secrets will be revealed. They don't seem particularly high stakes secrets, but there's still more to come. And this family is just so ridiculous that I want to see more.
There you go. If you want to find more recommendations from us, you can head to our website at thepilotpodcast.com. And remember to subscribe to us on all of your favorite podcast platforms.
You can follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at The Pilot Pod. You can send thoughts, feelings, show suggestions, like House of Ho on HBO Max. Thank you to whoever recommended that. To askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.